Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm commending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Technical Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Did you know the Lord is your secret place? Did you know the Lord is your abiding place where you have your surest safety, as Scripture speaks of in Psalm chapter 91? Join Reverend Daniel as he digs deeper into the scriptures in his new series, The Secret Place. Stay tuned as he continues last week's message.
The ark was in a place. That's what God said. I want to be here.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost, let them see what I'm seeing. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you sure you are here?
Yes.
So when you read the scripture, you are moving. So they will never go to, they had a permanent place where they have a building where they can stop. This is the building. So now when they went into the promised land, you understand? Now God wanted now them to now put up what? A real edifice for him. So now he said, okay, now it is time now to build a real house where it will now be stationary. And so God said, no, David, you do, let your son do it. So let's go to his son now. Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 from verse 1. Read it.
All the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished.
Now you see, now all the work that Solomon made, if you read, he made serious things. Gold. You see, God's house should be, who told you, God's house should be beautiful.
Yeah.
That's why we will spend any money to make it look very nice and comfortable. Please read it.
And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated.
You see, David,
and the silver, and the gold, and all the instruments, put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion.
See the ark after he has finished the temple itself. The ark was very key. The ark that they did, that the presence now was abiding in, they have to move the ark from the city to bring it to the temple. That now God is okay, I'm okay, I want to be here now. So in dispensations, God will prescribe where he wants to be. Do you understand what I say, dispensations? So in the time of Moses, he wasn't ready to be in a stationary place, but now he's ready. Are you flowing?
Yes.
This same presence that protected them, that led them, that same presence that is going to be stationary here. Continue reading.
Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which was in the seventh month, and all the elders of Israel came.
Jesus.
And the Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels.
You see that? The one that Moses did, they brought everything. Do you see that? And the tabernacle of the congregation and the holy vessel that were in the tabernacle, this did the priests and the Levites bring up. Hey! Something is happening here. Open your eyes to see. Continue.
Also, King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude.
Blood all over. There was sacrifice as you're moving there. There was sacrifice. Continue reading.
And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house, into the most high place, even under the wings of the cherubims.
So then the priest now brought into the most holy place. So the temple that they built, by God's specification, he brought down the thing into the holy space. So he now brought to the building, put it inside the building. What happened after that? Continue.
For the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staves thereof above.
Continue.
And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle. But they were not seen without.
Continue.
And there it is unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt.
Continue.
And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course.
Continue.
Also the Levites, which were the singers.
Listen, singers. There were singers in the house. Continue.
All of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets.
I love you, Jesus. Continue, Holy Spirit.
It came even to pass,
thank you,
as the trumpeters and singers,
thank you,
were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord.
The house was not filled with a cloud. The cloud is a presence. Some of you realize, sometimes if you watch when I'm ministering, sometimes something happens to me. If you have eyes, you see it. You see, there are places where you go, people cannot come close to you. It's because there's something around you. I'm going forward too much, but I'm coming. I'm bringing you forward. I'm coming back a little bit. Did you see? When they begin to sing and say, for his good, then the house was filled with for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Come down, come down.
So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud.
The presence was too much. Now they can't stand. When the presence of God comes like that, who are you to stand? Who are you? Who are you to stand? Look.
For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
Now the Lord has been spoken. The Lord was there. Wherever the Lord is, something happens in that area. His glory is shown. When you have the Lord with you, you... Jesus. You don't, you see, people will not understand, but they don't see that there's somebody right by you. You are with somebody. They will know, but they say, there's something about this guy. I can't put by, there's something about him. They will not understand, but they know there's something about you. Holy Ghost. Now you see, this is another place that you see. Now, listen to me. That temple was destroyed. The children of Israel departed from God. When Solomon began to do things, it became another thing, issues. They carried the vessels and all that. In the time of Jesus, something happened in the time of Jesus. And we are coming to the right path. We are coming to the ministry. We are now coming. The presence that was from the beginning, that could save the whole of Israel, that protected them, that now came upon a tabernacle, that now moved into a temple. That presence, something happened. Because in those days, people would travel to the temple. They would travel to go and do sacrifices like Anna. Because that's where the presence is every year. When they get their rest, when they get their solutions, when there's war, like what happened to Jehoshaphat, they go to the temple and the Lord will come upon them and he will speak to them and show them what to do. That was their, that's what their secret place. That was their place of refuge. Because that was where the presence was. Then something happened. Jesus came in the scene. When Jesus came into the scene, he met a woman by the well. Let's go to John quickly. Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. John chapter 4, quickly, verse 19. Up, verse 17. Come up. Now Jesus said, go call thy husband and come hither. Jesus said, go and call your husband and come. Then what did he say?
The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
I have no husband.
Jesus said unto her,
you are telling the truth.
That's well said. I have no husband.
Then Jesus had a prophet. Said, give her a word of knowledge. What did she say after that?
For thou hast had five
husbands. You have had five men.
And he whom now thou hast.
And the one you are staying with is not your husband.
It's not thy husband.
They said, hey, this man is a prophet. Or default. Huh? So, as soon as she said, she became alert. But you see, I'm going to say something. You said the woman has an issue. She has been dealing with it. She was looking for a solution. And God sent Jesus to just speak to her about that issue. Because Jesus is God. Look at what Jesus told her. Listen, look at the answer. After she answered the prophet, she began to ask questions. What was the question she asked Jesus?
Worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Do you know why? Because for them, they didn't go to the temple. They worship on the mountain. They did altars for God, and he was saying that you, the Jews, you say it is the place we have to worship, which is the temple. There was a temple at that time, and that's where Jesus was going. Every time they were all going to the temple, because that's where the presence was. Am I preaching?
Yes.
He said, our fathers worship, because don't forget, you see, where they worshipped, is like, that's where everybody go and worship. Wherever the ark is, wherever the prayer, that's where everybody has to go and worship. And that word worship means, that's where they come to pay homage. That's where they come to bow. They do things physically. They have to come in, they come to the altar to pay homage, to come and bow. It's a place that is defined, it's a place. And what did Jesus say? What was the answer of Jesus? Now listen to the answer of Jesus.
Jesus saith unto her,
listen.
Woman, believe me.
Believe me.
The hour cometh. When ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem.
What? There was a time coming. Like what you have, you see the dispensation. He said, there's that same presence. It will no more be in the temple anymore. There's a time coming. Where this time, continue.
Nor yet at Jerusalem. The Father.
But where would they worship the Father?
You worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
So he's trying to say that, truly, where the Jews are worshiping is the place to be worshiping. But there's a time coming where that place will be no more. Continue.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father.
The Father.
Spirit.
No, wait. Now, the worship, the temple is now in spirit. Where we will go and worship is not about a place. It's not about traveling to this side or that side. Where we are going to worship, we are worshiping in spirit. And now, where the true worshippers. So all the things we saw happening from the beginning, it wasn't God's true worship. He was waiting for the time when true worshippers will come up. But these people, they are worshipping in spirit. What does it mean? What does it mean to worship in spirit? Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
2 Corinthians 5 from 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, We have a building of God.
Do you see the word they use for the earthly house? What did he use the word? This is the word tabernacle. See, the words are chosen very carefully. This is our earthly house. He said, for we know that if our earthly house, so now the body is now a house.
Amen.
Another verse says home. What is trying to say? He said, you are a spirit man. Your house is not the building you are living in. Your house that God gave you to live on the earth, to function on the earth, is this your body you are seeing? That is the house. Never forget what I just said. So you as a spirit man, you are living in this temple. It is your house, but it's his temple. He said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So it means that as long as we're on earth, we are domiciled on this body. In this body. It means that this body is our house, not the bricks in your house. Are you flowing?
Yes.
Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. So take note of this. Your spirit man is living in this house. He said, for the Father seeketh that to worship him, who worship him in spirit and in what? Truth. So it means that God is looking for those who worship him in the spirit. But what does it mean to worship God in the spirit? That's what I'm trying to tell you. And we are seeing the scriptures that this thing, Jesus is prophesying that there's a time coming where God will no more dwell in that tabernacle or that house or that temple. He's looking for people who worship them now. Where do you find God now? You are going to find God at the people or those people who are able to worship God in spirit. So when you see them, you see the temple. Jesus. Read it.
1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?
The Spirit, the Lord. Now, what Jesus spoke about, we worship him in spirit, means that you and me, we are living in the temple. This body it now belongs to him. If I want to look for the house of God, I am looking at it now. If I want to look for the secret place, I'm looking at the secret place. If I want to show you where the Lord is, I'm looking at the person. He said, your body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Lord, that was the Israelites, that protected and preserved them. The Lord that came into the house of the tabernacle, that filled the temple. The Lord that came and filled the house when Solomon built the house of God. That same Lord. Jesus spoke about you and me. He said, there's a time coming when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit. What does it mean to worship God? Let me tell you. Say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. You, the spirit, you are living with another person in this temple. Hey.
Your body is your house, but your body is his temple. And you, as a spirit, you are living with him in that body. What normally happens is that in the temple, you can either allow him to take over or you suppress him and you try to be the one to. If you allow him to lead, you are dangerous to the earth. If you allow him to set loose in you, the world can't contain you. If you humble yourself and allow him to take over, you will see what your life will become of. Many Christians today, they have power. They have God. But they don't know it. They are not aware of it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is his temple. If you know who you are and know who you are, you say, oh Jesus. He said, greater is he. Who lives in you? A personality. The same presence. The same Lord that was protecting the Israelites. That same presence that came upon the tabernacle, that came upon the house of God. Today you are the temple of God. That's why that temple cannot be sick. That's why that temple cannot be diseased. That's why that temple cannot have demonic oppressions. It can't be. Sanero. The Holy Ghost perambulates our bodies. Let me explain how bodies like. There was a place in the scriptures that Jesus casted out legions of devil from a one man. Legends. How were they staying in the body? So don't tell me the Holy Ghost can't live in you. Yes. Don't tell me the Holy Ghost cannot live in you. This way you have chosen to be now. Amen. Some of you, you don't know that you are carrying God. You say, I have the life of God in me. They don't understand it. They don't get it. They're looking for some. They don't realize they are the temple. Jesus. They don't realize that when they appear, God is there, but they don't realize it. So they don't know. They say, my poor parents, because of lack of knowledge. That is why they die. They are not aware of what they are, and who they are, and what they are carrying. If you want to find the sick place, look for me. We have the solution. So we are the light of the world. It is true. But what is happening to us? We don't know who we are. Oh Jesus. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? When you want to experience power, look inside. There's a living person inside of you.
Amen.
His presence dwells in you.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a person. But if you ignore him, you will never feel his manifestation. You will never know his hand because you have ignored him. The reason why you are struggling is because you have put him behind the scene. You have led yourself all this while. You have neglected who you are. Is it those who are led by the Spirit? They are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. To you who are in the temple, you are with the Spirit in the temple. And you are the one who worships God in the Spirit. Oh, Jesus. of Jesus.
I love you, Master.
You are with him in the temple. Who is in charge? This is his temple. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, it's not me who I'm living. It's Christ who's living. When you allow him to live, no weapon formed against you shall prevail. That is the secret place.
I love you, Master. I love you so dearly.
Look at the words of Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 17. Never look. Look, when you look at something, you say that, what a temple. What a temple. Yeah. Because you are the temple of the Lord. Say, I carry the Holy Ghost in me. Read it.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him,
but ye know him.
Why? For he dwelleth with you.
He dwelleth with you.
And shall be in
you. And shall be in you. So, because it's in you, you can worship in spirit.
Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know? See, don't you know?
He was reminding them. I'm here to remind you that your secret place is dwelling in you.
Amen.
You are not disadvantaged.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words. O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save me. I believe God raised him from the dead and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.